morning. Welcome to Access the Magic with Danielle and Devana. Probably my big news of the week is the Right Body for You book is out.
Out.
Woohoo!
I have a copy in my hand.
Cool.
So when can people buy it and where can they go?
Well, it's not on the Access site yet.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure what that is. It was at the advanced body class in Australia.
Uh-huh.
And it was in class, and it's in class again this weekend. When it's going to be in the U.S. is probably, like, just in a week or so.
Oh, cool.
And it's even going to be on Amazon. Woohoo!
Gotta like that.
I know. I'm very excited. It's a pretty book.
Yes.
I mean, you know, I'm a total geek with this whole kind of stuff, right?
Yeah.
So not just because I'm involved with it. It's a pretty book. I mean, the typeface, how they did it, how they set it up, it's elegant. It's really fun. And the information's good, so how does it get better than that?
Right.
Yes, so it's very exciting. They have the part one is my story.
Mm-hmm.
My story. And then part two is all by Gary Douglas. And, well, it's a series of telecalls that we did. And so it's exciting.
And what's the purpose of this book?
Help people enjoy their bodies.
Ah.
Well, yeah, it's called Right Body for You. And that's the, you know, that's the vision of Access that Gary's asked me to be spokesperson for and, you know, get the word out there about the book.
Mm-hmm.
And do classes on it and stuff like that. And it's just, you know, how much, you know, we talk a lot about bodies and
most of us have them.
How much, most of us have them, and how much would your life change just by being grateful for your body?
Mm-hmm.
And personally, my life changed, oh, I don't know, 100,000% by being grateful for my body.
Yeah, exactly. So it's kind of a how-to on making friends with your body instead of fighting?
It's the right body for you. It's like, what if the right body for you is closer than you think?
Yeah.
You know?
So it's...
What if you have it? It's not about making your body wrong or needing to fix it. It's just about, yes, being friends with your body, enjoying your body, and how much your life can change just from that.
Yeah.
And, you know, and like I've talked about a lot, what if the point of view that you have to fix your body is actually what's keeping it from changing?
Yeah. Well, but, you know, it goes back to we're always taught to fix something. It's broken, fix it.
Exactly. And we always think being right is some kind of stopping point, which is I find it interesting. Okay, I got that right. I can't have no more movement in that because it's like, you know, it's like being right is a small range, and if you move too much, you fall out of that range. Oh, crap, I'm not right anymore.
Exactly.
I have to work.
Or
like
you talk to
some on a ball.
Yeah, or you talk to somebody else, and they go, well, that's not right. Well, who says it's not right for me?
Exactly. And that's one of the things I love about the Access Consciousness Tools, you know, that most of the show is based on, really.
Yeah.
Is that it's finding what works for you, not for somebody else.
Yeah.
See, like, it works for me getting up Saturday mornings and doing a radio show. For somebody else, that doesn't work. Whereas, you know, like, this dear friend of mine, she has, like, 6 a.m. yoga classes and stuff. It works for her to get up at 5 a.m. That so does not work for me.
Right. Although, at the age of, what were you, 12? You got up mighty early Saturday morning to go do a radio show with your mother.
And how cheery was I about that?
Not really cheery. Not real cheery. Particularly when you had to climb over the fence one time because they locked the gate and you ripped your jeans and that was not a pleasant day.
I did. I don't even think we got to do the show because the station was locked too.
Was it? I don't remember that, but I remember the gate to get in was locked.
I remember the gate.
No, but I think we had key once.
I remember falling off the gate.
Yes. I think we had a key once we got past the gate. It was just the gate to the fence that was locked that we didn't have a key to. But I remember you were in, well, because I did a 7 a.m. show. So yeah. We had to be there at 6:30 in the morning on a Saturday.
Yeah. And I was in high school.
Yes. Somewhere you've earned great rewards for that.
Hallelujah. I'll take all the stock I can get.
Exactly. Well, yes, those were the days, weren't they? And I'd get up really early because, you know, I had to have my brain half going by 7, so.
Yes. Hey, at least I've gotten down to 8 o'clock. Who would have thought I'd be doing a radio show, though, at 8 o'clock on Saturday morning? No.
Boy, I wish I could have told you that when you were 12 and whining. Hey, be nice because you're learning a trade and you're going to be doing this when you're older. And, oh, by the way, you'll love it. I could just see me saying that to you and you'd go, okay, this woman has lost her mind.
Yes, I probably would have. But while I love doing the radio show, I still do whine every once in a while about getting up, I admit it.
Yes, well, it's because you stay up too late. We could do a whole show on staying up too late.
And I could do a whole show on what if you don't need as much sleep as you think you do. Aha!
I don't want to hear that. Hey, but you're right. Some people actually do need less sleep than most people, but...
And you know what's interesting? The more I've gotten in communication with my body... I notice the cycle. It's like I have days where I'm needing to get a lot of stuff done. And I'm like, okay, but are we okay? And it's like, yeah. And so I will work and only get like a couple hours of sleep. And not like, you know, getting myself high on caffeine or whatever to keep myself up. It was,
right.
You know, it's just. And then because I was in communication with my body the next morning, I don't feel like I've been hit by a Mack truck. Because what if it's the point of view, oh, I got so little sleep, I'm going to pay for it tomorrow. It actually makes us pay for it tomorrow.
Right? Kind of set yourself up to fail.
Yeah, totally, right? You know, point of view creates your reality.
Yeah.
But then there's also some days that I want to sleep, my body and I sleep for like 10, 12 hours. You know? It's interesting.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, so... Oh, yeah, sleep, bodies, which we are talking about bodies today.
That's true.
Because I guess we started talking about bodies with the book. I'm so excited about the book. I'm going to make a web page, or my webmaster is going to make a web page about with the book that we can get.
Cool.
Exciting. I'm so excited.
So pretty soon, will people be able to go to your website and buy it?
Yes.
Well, that makes sense.
I know, I'm sorry. I went into figuring out statistically how to make that all happen. Sorry. Yes. Eventually, yes.
Okay. But how cool they could go to Amazon.
I know, isn't that exciting? To be on Amazon. I was told this week to go do an author page on Amazon. How fun
is that? Oh my gosh. How cool is that? Can I have your autograph?
No.
I'll take it on a check.
Okay.
Because aren't we supposed to be talking about money today?
Well, that's nice segue. Because, you know, last week we were talking about money.
Uh-huh.
And we never got to bodies and money. So
right.
I told everybody that I would do this week with bodies and money.
Well, you know, and when I think about that, you go, that seems like a stretch to me.
What?
That seems like a stretch. You're like, okay, how do you get, what does your body have to do with making money?
Right, well, this is my question for you.
Well, I'll take that back. I guess it does in some professions.
What? And you know what? I'm going to propose, what about all professions?
Yeah.
Really? Because think about it. My question to you and everybody is, how much of what we use for money in this reality is for the ease, comfort, and care of bodies.
Oh. And thought about
that. Think about
it. Yeah.
Clothes. Do we do it for our infinite being, or do we buy them for our bodies?
Bodies.
The houses we live in.
Yeah. Food.
Food, furniture, shampoo.
Yeah.
Medical bills.
Yeah. Interesting.
Dental.
Yeah.
Think about it. What in this reality do we not use money for the care and feeding of our bodies?
Not much. I can't really think of anything.
Mm-mm.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's really interesting. I mean,
I guess you don't have to pay for air unless you're on oxygen.
Right. Unless you're on oxygen, then you're paying for air.
Right. Well, I was trying to think of something you get for free. Air. Unless you're on oxygen, and then you're paying for air, too.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Okay. I got it. I'm with you.
Vacations?
Yeah.
Vacations. Think about it. What is, you know, we joke it's a brain break or, you know, whatever, but it's revitalizing our bodies and, you know, and that. When Gary Douglas first proposed a question like this, I was like, wow, nothing.
Right.
Even to the education.
Yeah.
You know, like, because I'm like, okay, I went to college. Why did I go to college? To get a profession, to earn money, to do what? To live my life, to buy a house, to travel, to, I'm like, wait a minute. This all has to do with money.
Yeah.
Or sorry, well, money, yes, but bodies.
Right.
Yeah, all the money has to do with bodies. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
And so, if we're refusing to receive money, we're not actually taking care of our bodies.
Yeah.
I'm just sorry, I'm looking at the clock. Yeah, I mean, isn't that interesting? Just, you know, just sit with that for a second. It's
yeah.
Like,
I have to tell you, I had not ever thought of that before, so. Thought-provoking.
Yeah, I hadn't thought of it before either, before Gary Douglas asked the question. That man, I swear to goodness, is like he knows something.
Really? Amazing.
Yeah. You know, he should start a company and teach classes on it or something.
Oh, and he could call it Access.
He could call it Access Consciousness, exactly. Yeah, I was teasing our old friend, Dr. Dane here.
Mm-hmm.
I was on the phone with him the other day, and I was teasing him because I actually said that to him. I said, you know, you kind of have a talent for this. You might think about doing it for a living.
Oh, maybe I'm already doing that, he says.
Yeah, that looked the kind of the joke. But you know, for me, I look upon this and it's like, there is such a, why can I not think of this word lately? That's so fascinating. A symbiotic. Wow. For some reason, that word has just escaped me the last like five times I've tried to say it.
Mm.
It's not been there. Anyway, PodPoc.
Right.
Whatever that is, there's such a symbiotic relationship between your body and your life.
Yeah.
You know, I work with bodies all over the place, including mine. And, you know, for me, you know, especially rereading the book recently and all that, you know, reading my story.
Yeah.
It's so funny to have read my story because to me it's funny.
Yeah.
So, I started taking Access Consciousness classes to change my life, and my body changed.
Yeah.
And here's the thing, now that I look upon it, when my body changed, my money flows changed.
Yeah.
It's such a symbiotic relationship. It's really interesting. So I know we probably should take a break.
Yes.
But when we come back, we're going to talk more about that, because it's such a symbiotic relationship. We always think that the body is like the weak point in our whole existence. But what if it's the linchpin, you know, it's the keystone for everything?
Well, like we say, where are you going to live if you get rid of your body? That would be in heaven.
Right.
But as long as we're here, we definitely need the body, and it can be a drag or it can be a blessing. Which is it?
Yeah. I vote blessing.
Okay.
Anyways, all right, cool. So let's talk about that more when we get back. And at least for two more segments, you know,
yeah,
just an idea.
Got it.
And cool. All right. So you're listening to Access the Magic with Danielle Devana. This is Fox News 93.1 FM, 1450 AM, KZNU, and we'll be right back. With Danielle and Nirvana. I'm laughing because I can't hear the music or commercials or anything.
Uh-huh.
And so during the break, I'm sitting in front of a computer. So it's during the shocking that I'm sitting in front of a computer.
Yeah.
And so I started playing Minesweeper. And so all of a sudden, me and my body had relaxed. And all of a sudden I hear, "Hey, we're back!" And my mother's voice in my head. I'm like, "Hello!"
Hey.
I'm doing something. Yes?
Couple things. I don't know if you heard at the beginning of the show, there was a news bulletin, and they were talking about leaving your computers on, that it's disrupting people's sleep.
Mm-hmm.
They're looking into having some other kind of... Because even though it's, you know, you're not sitting in front of it, just having it on in the room is hurting people's health and disrupting their sleep, which makes perfect sense. Like watching a TV all night long, that energy is still there. Even though you may be asleep, your body is being bombarded by that. So,
see. And I have to fill everybody in because, you know, we're all psychic and that kind of fun stuff. My mother's harassing me publicly on air. This is what she's doing. Because I used to, my old apartment, I had a big room, and I had my office on one side and my bed on the other side. And so she was always going, "I don't think it's good for you to sleep in there with the computers, and even if they're off," and blah, 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 blah. So yes, actually, I did hear that news story. I thought of you.
I'm sure you did.
Talking to me.
Okay, and again, before we get back to the subject that we never got to last weekend, but it's nice to be validated by science, I got to tell you. Mother knows best, but it's nice when science backs mother up. Anyway,
I just love the subtlety of the whole thing. You know, did you hear this report? Yes, mother.
And you know, the thing is that I take it back to what you were talking about, and you always say this, know that you know that you know.
Yes.
I mean, I just knew that. And it was funny, yesterday I got my hair cut and curled, and, you know, our favorite hairdresser, Stacia, she was talking about some things, and she was asking me some questions, health questions, and I for the life of me, I was just blank, you know. And then she answered her own question, and I went, no wonder I was blank, because she, and I told her, I said, "You remember what Donnie says? Know that you know that you know." She goes, "I knew." I go, "Yeah, you
Yay.
Did know."
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. And, yeah, I agreed with you. I didn't like sleeping in the room, but it was a necessity at the time. And, see, and this is where, like, the communication with the body and the magic that we could be kind of comes in. It's like, okay, I knew my preference was that wouldn't be that way, okay, to have the computers in the room. But in that time frame, that was a necessity for me, you know.
Yeah.
It had to be that way
to earn money
and
to take care of your body.
Yeah. And so I did. I went, okay, body, communication with my body, talk. It's like, okay, if I could move them out, I would. So what would it take to not let it affect us, and, you know, the book, that kind of stuff. And so, you know, it was a year that way. And I think it did really well.
But you used the tools?
I used the tools, I know. Amazing. And when I remember them, no, but I did. I communicated with my body, and I'm like, okay, body, what would it take for this to not affect us? And this is what I talk about all the time. It's like, we can work that magic.
Mm-hmm.
We can always be that magic to, like, not let that kind of stuff affect us. But here's the key in one of these, creating ease with your body and increasing your money flows and stuff. With when I moved and I got a new place from that apartment, and my office is now separate from my bedroom, there is a greater ease.
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't have to every night go, okay, let's not let that affect us, blah, 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 that kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it's like, I can create and work that magic, but why do I have to, if I don't have to be in that working, anxious, what am I thinking of? You're always reading my mind in my notes. What am I thinking of?
Stress?
Now the, like, solving that problem. If you don't have to be in that hypervigilant problem-solving mode all the time, I actually have more ease with my body.
Yeah, I was just going to say ease.
Yeah, I have more ease with my body. So, yeah, so I was able to work that magic, but if I don't have to be in that, oh, that's still not quite the word, but if I don't have to be in that problem-solving mode, there is a more of an ease as well.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, you look at the toll that takes, and so what you're saying is that without that aggravation, that and having to do the clearings and so on and so forth all the time, that it is an easier situation for you.
Yeah, it's an easier situation, and, you know, and then the other side of that's like, oh, is it infinite being? Do you need, you know, would you be overwhelmed? And, you know, there's all that kind of stuff. But
yeah.
I'm still in this reality. I still use the tools every day.
Yeah.
So if I can do something to make my life easier, I'm going to do it.
Okay, question. I just had a thought.
Uh-oh.
I know. You could hear, smell the wood burning.
The hairs on the back of my neck stood up.
Yeah. Well, I just thought maybe for someone who just tuned in, that you kind of give a little background of who you are and what you're talking about. So, you know, somebody just tuned in and heard you start talking. They go, what is she talking about? So why don't you give a little bit of what you do and where you do it and your background so that people will go, oh, well, maybe we should go to her website and check out other shows.
Cool. Thank you. Yeah. My name is Danielle. So named by my mother, Savannah.
Yes. Spelled numerous ways.
Huh?
Spelled numerous ways, but not anymore.
Spelled numerous ways. That's a whole different story.
Right.
Anyways, yeah, I'm a facilitator for Access Consciousness. And facilitator for Right Body for You, which is actually a division of Access Consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And Access Consciousness was founded over 25 years ago by Gary Douglas. And he's this amazing, very aware, very intuitive man who had a kind of a different view on the world and people. You know, his point of view is, what if there was nothing wrong with you? Mm-hmm. What if there was nothing to fix? You know? What if you are pretty dang amazing as you are, and all these limitations we buy as real and true aren't as solid as we think they are? And so I started taking Access Consciousness classes 4 and a half years ago, something like that.
Wow.
And that, I know, can you believe it's been 4.5 years or something like that since the...
Well, wasn't it March?
Dr. Bain has been on,
yeah.
March of 2008.
Wow.
Yeah. So for about 4.5, something like that, yeah. Because the co-creator of Axis, Dr. Dane here, was actually on your radio show.
Yeah.
And I took the first core classes of Axis.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, today we're talking about bodies and money, okay? But with the Axis Consciousness tools, it's about changing your life. And so it's not a change your body thing, plan. It's not, you know, it's not just about bodies. It's not a weight loss thing. It's not an exercise thing. It's nothing like that.
Right.
It's not just about money. It's not, you know, the guy who writes all the books about money. That it's not about that. It's about everything. You can apply the tools to every aspect of your life. That's what's really neat.
Yeah.
Is, you know, every aspect of my life changed. Money, relationships, finances, body, everything. And so in doing this and taking the first classes, you know, they talked about using the tools to communicate with your body, including your body in the computation of your life, and how that could change things for you.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, what happened is I went from a size 16 to a size 6 in 4 months. Now, according to my mother, that's not actually physically possible. Well, I shouldn't say according to my mother, but, you know, I've been taught all my life that that wasn't possible.
Right.
To do that quickly. And so I was able to do that with the greatest ease I've ever had because I was actually communicating with my body. And, you know, and what's interesting, Mom, is if I go back and I really, you have always been a proponent of listening to your body.
Yeah. Well, totally.
You know,
I didn't know what I was doing, but I did.
Yeah. But you did know. Exactly. You were always a proponent of listening to your body. But a lot of people out there in the health or medical field are not. It's about forcing the body into what they think it should be and how
yeah.
it should be. It shouldn't be.
Yeah.
Whereas you're like, if your body's in pain, listen to it. Something's going on.
Yeah.
So I was able to change my body quickly with no point of view about how it should change or how it shouldn't change. And what's exciting is, you know, I always used to say, oh, when I have the perfect body, I'll go to Hawaii. When I can wear a bikini, I'll go to Hawaii, which I've never been to Hawaii, right?
Right.
And so here's the thing. Once I got rid of the judgment of it and that it had to be, my body had to be a certain way, look a certain way, or change a certain way, even if it's a size 16, I could have gone to Hawaii. And why I'm bringing this up specifically is a fellow facilitator of mine is moving back home to Hawaii, and she talked to me this week about bringing me out to do some Right Body for You classes in Hawaii.
And your assistant.
And my lovely assistant. And Soraya's going, me? Me? Me?
She says, yes, her too.
So I'm very excited, you know. I'm going to Hawaii, so that'll be fun. I'll let everybody know.
Cool.
And now I facilitate classes everywhere and telecalls and do a weekly show because I used to be shy. I used to, you know, that was my big thing is I was trying to hide from the world.
Yeah.
And how I hid was gaining weight.
Yeah. Don't look at me so I'll get big so you don't look at
me.
Boy, that makes sense.
But I did it well, didn't I?
Oh, totally. Totally.
Yeah.
Now you walk in a room and it's not really the difference in how you look, it's you.
Oh, thank you, yeah.
Well, it is.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, when we go places, it's like everybody has to talk to you. Like, could we just get on with life here? No. Donnie's over there talking to somebody.
I know. I remember I was returning something at Target one time, and the return lady, all of a sudden she was starting to talk to me about their camping trip and how they had to dig these toilets by the river or do a da 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 da. And we walked away. And you just had this look on your face like, really? Why is she telling you this? I'm like, I don't know.
Exactly. She probably didn't even know why she was telling you. But anyway.
No.
But my point is that when you got into access, it was not to go from a 16 to a 6. That was not what you did. You did not that to start doing a radio show. You didn't. You were just making friends with your body, getting healthy, paying attention, and everything fell into place. Amazing, huh?
Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing is, I was in a state of limbo.
Yeah.
I didn't know, you know, I wasn't very happy. I wasn't unhappy, but I wasn't happy, which I'm not sure that's a good state of being either.
Right.
Just like
kind of limbo.
Completely,
yeah.
Completely apathetic, you know. And I started taking access classes because I just wanted to change my life.
Yeah.
I had no idea what it would look like, but it's just like there's got to be more. There had to be more.
Well, and, you know, you look at timing. You quit your high-power, stressful job to come out and take care of my dad and mom, help me with that so you wouldn't have to bury me and you'd still have to take care of them. And and both of them passed on, and you did all the things that you needed to do, and I'm eternally grateful for that. But you were really at a point, well, do I go back into the rat race? You know, was that really making me happy, making commercials for TV? Not really. You know, so you talk about timing, and then, of course, the story of how Dane decided to come out here and teach class. He didn't even know why he was coming until he got here. But we know that he came because you were here and you were right in the right place at the right time. And, you know, you have to go, is the universe have some sort of plan? Maybe.
Maybe, yeah. And, you know, we all have choice in everything. And that's what's really neat about all these tools is, like, you create.
Yeah,
you,
nobody put a gun to your head. You could have done the show and walked on and still gone back to whatever, and I'm sure you would have been successful. But what a gift and joy you are to the world, not just me and our family, but you just you give back so much. So to me, I look at that and go, somebody thought maybe this person could be a mover and shaker if we shake her and move her. And anyway, we need to take a break.
Thank you. Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you.
Okay.
I have nothing to say.
Okay. All right. Let's take a break.
People don't often make me speechless anymore.
That's true. Amen. Okay, this is Fox News Radio 93.1 FM and 1450 AM, and we'll be right back.
Access the Magic with Danielle and Zarana.
Before you get started, that motor's going. Why don't you give out your website, your telephone number, so that if somebody would like to get a hold of you or find out when you're doing classes or telecalls or all that kind of stuff.
Cool. Because I was thinking about during the break, it's like, yeah, I didn't take these classes originally to find a quote-unquote job.
No.
That's what is so cracking me up is the fact that I still take classes all over the place and calls and everything. It's like, I have my media friends now who when I run into them, they're like, what do you do? Oh, I facilitate classes all over the world and help people change their lives. We do calls, we do radio show. They look at me and they go, what do you do?
Right. I look at you and sometimes go, who are you?
I know. but it's the funnest time I've ever had. And I had a media, TV, hang out with stars job. It was fun, right? Well, this was funner.
Yep.
Help people change their lives and change their bodies. It's awesome.
Yep.
All right. So my phone number is 801-706-6509. And the website is accessthemagic.com. And there's a ton of archive shows on there.
Yeah, exactly. That's that way people can go back and listen to, and they're all titled and everything. So if you have a particular thing that you're looking at, you could listen to a show about that. So, and they're great shows.
I enjoy them. Every once in a while, I'll listen to one and go, wow.
Who was that?
Who was that? You know, because I don't pretend to be in charge of the show. I really don't. You know, I make these notes or whatever before, and I always ask the show, okay, show, what do you want to be on?
Mm-hmm.
And then I make these notes, and then I just follow the energy. Whatever comes up, comes up. Like last week, we were talking about children and parents, and it was interesting, and we're supposed to be talking about money. But it's interesting how it all facilitates.
Right.
So, but today we're talking about bodies and money.
Yeah.
Right? How much of your money situation, or how much of needing to earn money, and how much of your money actually goes towards taking care of your body. And, you know, and people always think mainly of the direct things, like food or that kind of stuff, but also the house, the furniture.
Yeah.
You know, like when I'm shopping for an office chair, sure, I may look for the aesthetically pleasing, but ultimately I do the one that's comfortable. For what? For my body.
Yeah.
For my butt and my back specifically, but for my body, you know?
Exactly. Otherwise, sit on the floor.
Yeah, exactly, right? And so, yeah, how much of your life, your money is towards taking care of your body?
Yeah.
And so, and here's the thing. I'm going to give the homework right out just so we can talk about it.
Good. I love homework, and I did my homework last week, so there.
I'm so proud of you. The, what was it, 10%?
No, it was when you go out to dinner, ask what would change this person's life. And I did a takeout, and, you know, usually a takeout, you don't really tip very big because they didn't really do that much but bring it out from the kitchen. And but I asked the question. I said, what would change this young man's day, life, whatever? And the tip said $4, and I did not buy that much food. So anyway, so I did the assignment, and it felt really good. And, you know, hopefully he, when he opened it up and found out that I'd tipped him and tipped him well for just a, you know, a pickup, it made him smile or happy or whatever. So I'm sure it worked.
Absolutely. It changes their realities, which is what, you know, what if one of the purposes of money is just to change people's realities?
Yeah, exactly. I believe it is.
I believe it is, too. I mean, I've done that tipping, and I've seen literally in front of my face people's realities change just from that. And then, you know what? My reality changed. And then, you know what else? My body felt better.
Yeah, totally. Well, anytime you have a stressful situation, what happens to your body? It tightens up. Everything tightens up.
Yes. It contracts. You can even go into the chemical of what happens.
Yeah.
You know, it's not fun.
Yeah.
And so that's actually the homework. And I've given this before, but it's amazing the people who don't do it. And I will say I am just as guilty. Is do some thing 1 hour a day.
Yeah.
And 1 day a week that is nurturing to you and your body.
Mm-hmm.
That alone will change your money flows. And you'll notice I say to you, for you and your body.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I am here, here to bear witness. But really, when I am nice to my body, and it could be getting some extra sleep. You know, we talked about the beginning. Some days it's like, I want to sleep forever, my body and I.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes for me, it's massage.
Yeah.
Or stepping away from the computer for an hour. That could be the 1 hour a day that's nurturing. I could go outside, or I just get away from the computer. It doesn't have to be something huge, monumental, but just whatever it is.
Yeah.
I come back. I'm better.
Yeah.
I feel better. My body feels better. That 1 hour a day, just getting away from the computer, assists my body. And then when I feel better, I actually work better. I think better, you know? And so it's like, which is interesting because we talk about food, right? Food mm-hmm. being one of the main things that bodies are needing.
Yeah.
And, you know, as college students all over the world know, you usually go for as cheap as possible, you know?
Right.
I was at Taco Bell because they had that 59, 79, 99 cent menu.
Right.
And then I was trying to work so hard, you know, to make money or do whatever. But what's interesting is now I find if I allow myself to eat a higher quality food, I earn more.
Yeah.
Which I know I jumped that, but if you look at it, it's like if I eat a higher quality food, I earn more money.
Yeah.
And, you know, we could go into all the reasons why, you know, I'm getting the good fats for my brain or just, I feel, you know, and that's all true. But here's the thing. The body wants to contribute to its own care and feeding. Okay?
Yeah.
And so when we don't take care of our body, we're not allowing our body to contribute to the generative energy our lives could be.
Mm.
So it's like, it's literally like shooting yourself in the foot. I know I just lost a lot of people with that, so we're going to try to talk about, explain that a little bit more.
Okay.
In the 5 minutes we have.
Right.
So, yeah. Okay. So because we always go, oh, well, I have to take care of this. I have to take care of this. Me, the infinite being. I have to take care of my body. I have to do this. I have to do this. Da, 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 da. And we're always like trying to take care of, for one thing, our money. You know, specifically, we're going to talk about that. I have to take care of my money. I have to do this. I have to earn the money to do this. Blah, blah,
right.
Blah, blah, blah. If we allow our body to be a part of that computation, because it wants to. It wants to be the contribution. It wants the higher quality food. It wants the massages. It wants the whatever is tampering to it. It wants to be able to go out and climb the mountain or, you know, whatever it is for you and your body.
Right.
When you allow your body to contribute to that, your finances will change. Because I and my body feel better when I'm getting my massages. For me, it's all about the pampering. It's massages, it's pedicures, it's manicures, it's body scrubs, you know.
Yeah,
massive.
Yeah. Well,
that makes my body hum.
Yeah.
My life is better. I walk through the world differently, like you were saying. It's not so much how I look when I walk into a room, but it's who I be when I walk into a room.
Exactly.
I walk into a room with my body. And so when my body is yummy because of all these things, this pampering and stuff I've been doing to it, that affects how I walk into the room.
Yeah.
And when I do that, I actually attract more money because money has a consciousness of its own. So it can literally go, you know what, they're fun over there. We're going to go party with them. I'm not going to sit here and party with the people who hate me. I'm going to go party, you know. Come on, bring all your friends. Go party with the, you know, the people who feel good and create that energy.
Well, and so, yeah, somebody
you
over there.
Allow your body to contribute to the creation of money.
Yeah, and somebody in that group might be exactly who a good contact for a class or whatever. You just... You just have to trust to know that you know.
To know that you know. Exactly. But, yeah, so it's like, again, because if you hide you and your body from the world, you're also hiding you and your body from money.
Yeah.
And trust me, check in with your body right now. Your body, if you ask your body, hey, buddy, do you want to, you know, contribute to your own care and feeding? It's like, yes, because we want this, we want that, or, you know, whatever.
Right.
But, yeah, the better I treat my body, the better my life is.
Cool.
It's
I like that
contribution, that generative energy. There might not be any direct correlation. It's not like, you know, like you talked earlier about making money with your body.
Yeah, right.
You know, bomb chicken, bomb, wow, that. But, yeah, just the better I feel, the more money I make.
Well, and let's apply that just a second to athletes. I mean, the Olympics are coming up. You think that those guys taking care of their body and communicating with their body doesn't make them money? Heavens.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, you know, wouldn't it be wonderful to work with Olympians to
teach them the access tools? That would be so cool.
Oh, yeah. There are actually a couple of people who work with athletes.
Cool.
With access tools. I think that's really neat. But, you know, again, it doesn't have to be your job. Doesn't have to be directly
no.
with your body. It could be sitting in an office all day. But you know what? The more better. I love my English. The more better you feel, the more you'll just be you, the more you'll get promotions, the more you'll think, the more you'll come up with concepts, the more I can't emphasize enough how much taking care of your body will increase your money flows.
Cool. We got 1.5 minutes.
It's awesome. So that's the homework. 1 hour a day, 1 day a week. Do something that nurtures you and your body, and watch your money flows change, increase, get better.
Cool.
So, all right. If you want, this has been Access to Magic, and we're here every week, Saturday morning, since, you know, the dawn of my life, Saturday morning, we've been on the radio. So this is Access to Magic. You know, you want to change your life, want to change your body, want to change your money, I've got a tool for that. Come back each week and we'll explore it together.
Okay.
Have a great week, guys. Thanks.
Okay. Bye-bye.